did being a caregiver for all those years, how did it change you? What were the things that you could see of the imprint of that as a caregiver on you as a man, as a husband, as a father?
Okay, well, Peter, you know that I suffer from metaphors, and I used to say that publicly, and Trina used to say, you don't suffer from them, your audience suffers from them.
So that's funny.
Yeah, but part of caring for her made it possible for us to, when we were 60, and she'd already been several years with a heart disease stroke situation, and we were able to get on the boat, little boat, and go up to Glacier Bay and back again, which is 2,700 miles, just the two of us in a small sailboat. That's like the one I have now. And remember, that's out of cell phone range and everything else. The cardiologist said, you've worked so hard at this, you guys, that you're entitled. I think you'll be perfectly safe. You won the right to go to do this. So we did it. So we came back. Now, the only reason to give you the background was because at the same time we shared part of that passage on the inside passage with very large liners occasionally that take up almost all the room that there is. Now, if you're a navigator on one of those ships, you are really on your toes all the time. You are sailing that thing through between a rock and a hard place. Right? You've got radar, sonar, and everything else in your charts and GPS, and you're watching everything you've got. And nobody would criticize you for having your eye on the ball all the time. That's being a caregiver.